You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Here, we are informed at the time that Ibn Shalom appears to Abraham Avin Alam Shalom. Where was he at, actually?
Outside?
I'm sorry? Where was he actually at when Ribono Shalom?
The son of Noah.
No, where was he exactly at when Hashem appeared to Abraham Avinu? Where was he? No, it says in the Torah that he was somewhere when Hashem appeared to him. The location, yeah, and then where was he sitting? No, it was by the tent, by the entrance of the tent. Would it matter to you where we're sitting?
Yeah.
No, that we covered. No, why we have to know that he was sitting by the door of the tent?
If somebody who's sitting outside the door is in anticipation. If you're sitting inside the tent, putting your money, your own business, and
Very nice. So that means you couldn't look through the window or...
The tent, I don't know if he had window or not at that time, but sitting at the edge of the tent, means you're expecting...
But as you know, the tent of Abraham Avinu Shalom was a very high-class tent. It was like it had air conditioning and so on. So there's a very beautiful inside that Abraham Avinu Shalom. Obviously, as the Tzaddik and Kadosh and Holy, the Tzaddik and Kadosh is informing us that we're sitting by the door. So now, usually, to be out and in, what's the difference? Is there a difference? If you're outside or inside, it makes a difference?
Yes.
It does? So what does it mean? If you're outside, that means? No, I mean, maybe they don't let you in, right? Uh-huh. They don't let you in. You're outside. You can say, like Bempera Yosef, there are mansions, you know, by the gate. To get to the house, it takes 10 minutes. You know, it's a... Is that true?
Way, huh?
You have to pass the golf course and, you know, tennis court and so on. By the time you get to the door, it takes a long time. Here, there's a very beautiful message, and that is, what is a true tzaddik? What do you call a true tzaddik? What's a true tzaddik?
Somebody cares for others, not himself.
Beautiful. That he always think he's not inside yet. He's outside. But if he feels, you know, I have it, I know it, I don't need to listen to this, I know this already. So that means he's nowhere even close to be a tzaddik. Tzaddik always feels, I have long way to get inside. But if he feels he's already inside, so that means he's nothing close to the tzaddik. So that's why here Tzaddik Shah emphasizes that Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom was sitting by Petah, by the door. You know what it is to get in the door? You have to have a lot of party bazi to get in. It's just not easy.
For Abraham only, other people maybe.
No, here, so that's what exactly the depth that Tzaddik Shah is informing us, that many times we feel, you know, I know these things, it's too
low level for me.
I'm advanced. I don't need these things. You know, it's too what's before advanced?
Elementary.
Many times you feel that way. So, you know, we don't want to listen, we don't want to show up. Maybe we leave. Maybe we don't come. Why? Because we feel. But here, Tzaddik is informing us the real true tzaddik always feels, I'm at the Petach. That's a true tzaddik. So now here we see all of a sudden, Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, notices. What did he notice?
Three people.
Three guests. So now the question that you're asking, what's the question?
We're not asking any questions.
Sure. What's the question?
Why the Torah said they were standing by the door, by the gate?
Beautiful, beautiful. Why three? Why three? Not two, four, five? No?
They had the mission.
Mission? What do you mean mission?
Well, I think they had missions.
I understand, but why it has to be three?
They have a lot of three in there. One, so they can add two. Oh, so they can do three more. They have a lot of three in there.
Beautiful. Yeah. Now you're now wondering why three?
No, but I stopped wondering a long time.
Really, doesn't surprise you? How come three?
No. It's good.
Three is good? No, I know, but Avraham Avinu Shalom, wouldn't he be more excited if you had like 10, 15, 20? Obviously.
Yeah.
Yes? So why three? So now here we see Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Avraham Avinu on what day?
On the third day.
On the third day. So that means the day before. And the day before, obviously, he didn't have guests, did he?
No,
he had guests. He didn't have guests. No, because Hashem didn't want him to, you know, to bother him. Because he had to take care of himself. So what happened? What happened?
So he made up for another 2 days.
Made up? Made up? So here, Tatasha is teaching us that Yehudi should understand he has a very, very powerful tool that is called his machshava, his will. How do you say will in Hebrew?
Ratzon.
Ratzon. It's brought in Sefer Kiddushim, the holy Sefarim, the Ratzon is Otiot Tzinor. What does Tzinor mean?
Pipe.
Pipe. What does Ratzon mean?
Will.
So what does that mean? So that means your Ratzon can create pipes. Where does the pipe connect?
Shamayim.
So that means your Ratzon can make things happen. So that means when Avraham Shalom on the first day was so anxious to have guests, and there was no guest. And the second day and the third day, Ribbono Shel Olam made his Ratzon to practice. So the reason that he had three guests was not just, you know, to send them a few malachim, a few angels, for whatever that the task were. But here, Avraham Avinu made the angels to come down through his Ratzon. And you know what it is? That you forced these angels to come down? A human being. He caused that the angels would come down. And that's what exactly many times you forget. You know, how could it be? How can it be? How can I go through this? How is it possible? But here we see there's no such a thing. That means your power of mind can make things to Geshem, that is called to physicality. And that's what he made it happen. So now here we see that when Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to him, so what did he do when he saw the guest? How can you do such a thing? Is that disrespect? No! You tell Hashem to wait, and then I have to go. I'm sorry?
Hashem knows.
But you can't do this?
Hashem.
Sorry?
They work from Hashem.
I understand. But you're talking to Hashem, and then you run to take care of this guest? Is it possible? Is it permitted to do such a thing? It is? How do you know? How did Abraham know? Abraham knew? Abraham knew the halacha?
Yes.
How did he know?
Well, he was the first Kabbalist.
Sorry?
He was the first Kabbalist.
No, how did he know? Hashem, you're talking to you and say, wait here, I'll be right back. Why? Is your Abba, Chasu Shalom, or, huh?
He knew the whole Torah.
Abraham Avinu?
Yes.
Yes, but where is the source that he learned that is permitted to put the Ribono Shel Olam on a hold and run after these people?
They realized that the mitzvot of Adam ben Chaverot is higher than Adam.
Fine, but how did he permit himself to do such a thing? How did he know?
That was his task.
What was his task? So now here he says, Vayar Abraham, Vayaros Riklatam. What does Vayaros means?
Ran.
But now we learn he was sitting by the tent. Why was he sitting by the tent? Because he was not feeling well. So that's why Hashem. No? He was in the greatest pain the third day of his mitzvah, right? So now, if he's sitting by the tent, and Hashem comes to visit him, that means he's really, really not feeling
well.
So now, all of a sudden, you see, it says, he ran! How could it be? How could it be? He just all of a sudden, he ran. And not only that, when the Gemara brings that, taking off the guest is even greater than standing in front of Shekhinah, so how come not? It's not equal. Huh? Why should not be equal? So now, here, it's very surprising, all of a sudden, that Abraham gained such a strength, right? Who did he get this strength from? All of a sudden, he became well. How? What happened? Huh?
From the guest?
What do you mean? The guest is all over, you know, in the back. How could it, you know, all of a sudden, he's healed, no? He's running after the guest and after the cows.
The excitement of the mitzvah.
Who are the angels?
Michael,
Raphael, Gabriel. So now here, Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom realized if he has gained such a healing right away, so there's a reason for it, that he's able to run. And what was the reason? Because he realized one of these people had to be Rafael Hamalach. Because when he says, Vaisa ina vayar, he lifted up his eyes and looked. So when he looked at Rafael Hamalach, then all of a sudden became well. So then he realized from Shomayim, if they're permitting him to run, so that means he can leave Hashem and run after the guest. So that's how he learned that if he has gained the strength to run after the guest, so that means to leave Hashem is not as great as taking off the guest. Isn't that something? But why is it like this? Why taking off the guest is even greater than standing in front of the Shekhinah? Why?
Because Hashem loves chesed.
Hashem loves chesed.
He does chesed all day long. So when you copy Hashem, then he allows you.
That's like a baruch. Remember in Qariyat Yam Suf what happened? Did you remember? No, when they went through the ocean, what happened? And what did they see? And so up there, did they see everything?
They see.
Yeah, Hashem opened up all the seven layers and they saw everything. The Gemara says even the Shifcha. What does Shifcha means?
Maiden.
Maiden, right? So now, after the maiden, so obviously she had Nebuah, no? Yes? So? How could the Shifcha maiden be able to see all the way up to the Raqiyya? Huh?
Without glasses.
Because she gained Nebuah. So now, after they went through the ocean, what happened to the Shifcha? What happened to the Shifcha, to the maiden?
Lost it?
She did not stay? Nevi'ah? No? Why? Why? How were they able to see? How? This was a gift, right?
Yes.
It was a gift. So now after they went through, then the maiden went back to be Shifcha. Why? Because they didn't work on themselves to become the Nevi'ah, right? So now that's what exactly the point here is. Why taking off the guest is greater than even standing in front of the Shekhinah. Why? Sorry?
It helps to become more
understanding. Beautiful. Because you know how hard it is to take off the guest. You know, we have to prepare. He wants this. He wants that. You know, all this work you have to do for him. And in the end, what the guest is going to say?
Goodbye.
He says, brother, that the host did, he did it for himself. Not for me. So now here the Gemara says, taking off the guest is much greater than an even standing from Shekhinah. Why? Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. So here we see, the more work you do, the more hardship that you go through, it's even greater than Meqabel Pene Shekhinah. So that means the more toil that you go through, that means you in a better shape than even speaking to Hashem. So that's what...
Give me some.
So that's why Avraham Avinu Shalom leaves Hashem on the side. So I have to go through, take care of the...
Yes.
Because that's what exactly matters. Standing in front of Shekhinah, fine.
The biggest thing, that's what every Jew wants. You can be able to stand in front of Shekhinah, that's the highest of the high.
That's true, but that's only in Olam Elyon, not in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Elyon, as the Ben Rabchal in the beginning of his Sefer Mesilat Yesharim rings, that the only purpose of a Yehudi in this Olam here is that Nehenei Miziv Shekhinah after 120 years. But the toil is this Olam. So that means the more toil you go through, then you have a greater opportunity to have the enjoyment from the Ziv Shekhinah. And that's what the Gemara says, that to take care of the guest is the greatest thing. Why? Lots of work, lot of preparation you have to do. And here we see a beautiful thing. Usually, when you leave the Bet Knesset, the Halacha said, how do you leave? How do you leave? How can you leave the Bet Knesset?
By go backwards.
You cannot turn your back to Aron HaKodesh, is Asur. But here we see Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom turn his back to Hashem. Can you believe this? It says, Vayarot! So that means that going after the guest is not equal, it's not the same thing. It's much greater. Why? Because if it was equal, how should Avraham Avinu leave Hashem? Facing him and go backward, right? But here we see, he ran. Why? Because that's the whole point here is, when there is work, you're in a good shape. When there's a toy, it's a good shape. In a good hand. But if it's everything easy, Hashem Yerachem. And that's the whole task of Yehudi Zadubar. That means you have more challenges, Baruch Hashem, especially at home. That's what exactly makes you.
We don't pray for challenges.
I'm sorry?
We don't pray for challenges.
So that's the whole point. Because you're lucky that Hashem is giving you these challenges. And even it's greater than, you know, facing. Even greater than facing, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what that is? That means you're in such a great opportunity that much greater than even that you speak to Hashem face to face, panim el panim. It's nothing compared to the tour that you go through, the challenges that you go through. Obviously, of course. And that's what the source that we learn. But we see, the Rabbi Dan of Shalom just leave Hashem and runs after these people. Why? To show us what's a big deal, you know, to stand in front of Hashem or talk to him face to face. But to go through the toil is a great opportunity in life. And that's what we have to be appreciative and be thankful that we have, Baruch Hashem, all these challenges in life to make us better, to improve us, and with Hashem to make us a better of the Hashem.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.